It's the 6th of August, a landmark day. It's the anniversary of the first website going up on the internet in 1991. It was an explanation of the web and how to use a browser. Did it explain why we had to listen to this, though? Remembering Lucille Ball today, who was born on August 6, 1911, died in 1989, aged 77. The TV pioneer starred in over 50 movies before the sitcom I Love Lucy.
You don't give me enough money?
I don't give you enough money!
Well, we both agree that must be the reason.
August 6 birthdays, Dame Barbara Windsor turns 83. If the name doesn't ring a bell, the voice surely will. She starred in many of the Carry On films.
Report here, sister.
Hey, it's Saturday's. Daryl Summers is 69. He also presented Dancing with the Stars and New Faces, but will always be remembered for making our Saturday night special.
You would like to see Dean Hutton on the beach explaining E equals MC squared. This is your choice.
Actress Michelle Yeoh is 58. She was in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon and was a Bond girl in Tomorrow Never Dies.
Four missing boats, three unexplained drownings. That has to be it.
Jerry Halliwell turns 48 today. Ginger Spice. She's back with the Spice Girls again.
Stop right now. Thank you very much. I need somebody with a human touch.
TV presenter and singer David Campbell is 47.
Just wanted to clear up that scream was my old man. His name is Jimmy Barnes. He's a national icon.
And Australian actress Melissa George turns 44. She played Angel on Home and Away before relocating to Hollywood, where she's had a pretty successful career in movies and TV series.
Didn't she know what this was going to do to us, Pip? Because she had to know.
Finally, it was on this day in 2017 that tributes were flowing for Australian athletics golden girl Betty Cuthbert, who died aged 79. She won four Olympic gold and set world records in events from the 100 yards through to the 440.
Feeling of achievement, well, that I've done something with my life, friendships that I've made during my athletic career.
Remembering Betty Cuthbert on August 6.